You're listening to The Grease Man Show on 94 WYSP Philadelphia.
Yeah, buddy. Look at me, look at me, look at me. Hi.
Well, I want to ask your advice about some difficulties that I've been having with my boyfriend.
Oh, geez. What is it in a nutshell now?
I wouldn't call him abusive, but he gets angry to the point where he'll grab my wrist a little bit hard and push me away. And it's not where he's actually striking me, but he's much too physical.
Well, wait a minute now. When he grabs your wrist real hard and push you away, are you in his face in the midst of an argument?
I can remember one time I was working on the printer for the computer. The paper had gotten jammed, and he bought the printer, so it is.
Yeah, but how are you arguing to where he can grab your wrists and push you away?
Well, he told me to get away from the printer, and I didn't do it right away. I was trying to get the paper out, and that's one particular instance where he grabbed my wrists and
pushed you away. Did he say it clearly? Did he say it in a foreign tongue? When he said, get away from the printer, did he say it in Yugoslavian?
No.
He said it in English. So why did you get away from the printer? He spent big bucks for that printer. He knows how to work the printer. You got the paper all chewed up in the printer. And now he's like, don't take it, idiot. Oh, I mean, whose printer was it?
It was his.
It was his printer. His printer. And it's chewing up paper. And he's like, please, I'll handle that. And you're like, no, let me fix it. You fixed it, but good. When did this other... That was the ultimate wrist-grabbing session?
This stuff bothers me so much, and I can't believe I can't remember more particulars about things. I don't know. It's just sort of an ongoing thing where he'll order me to correct my driving, in his eyes, correct my driving.
Yeah.
Just a lot of ordering around, and I'm not the type of girl. I'm not submissive. I'm very independent.
Right. So the next thing you know, when he does that, you react, and the next thing you get a full-scale battle going on. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, you're driving down the road.
Lying piece of sack of slut trash can scum is dirt.
Right, and then it goes back and forth like that. Trying to drive the car? Dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, I think you're in a relationship that is going to cause you more grief than joy in the long run.
You think so?
Yep. Today your wrist, tomorrow be like, hey, I told you, leave that printer alone. There you are, lying there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're getting on each other's nerves. Sometimes knowing when to leave is just as important as knowing when to begin.
Yes. I don't want to give up on this relationship, though.
Why?
Because I love him, I guess.
You don't love him. He grabs you by the wrist. You called me in fear of your life, and now you want it to go on. But why'd you stay with him? No, I love him. Let me have another, please. Maybe it's time to move on to somebody else that you won't fight with. Maybe somebody else that you can laugh with. He'll put his arm around you. Hey, the printer jammed again? Honey, come on, be a dear and fix it for me. Okay, sweet stuff. You know, in a relationship that turns into a brouhaha, one false word can cause a drive. You ever do that? You go to a party, you say something wrong, or he says something wrong, and next thing you know, it's dead chilly silence the whole way there.
Yeah.
Silence so thick you can cut it with a knife as you make the drive. Eyeing each other with hate dripping from your faces.
So how do you know my life story so far?
I know. I've been in those kind of relationships. One thing goes wrong. It just takes one thing. And that one thing is usually followed with a, and what's that supposed to mean? And you know the weekend's shot. You could be driving to see your friends, the Petersons. They have a cottage over the mountain. You're all excited. You've been looking forward to it all work, all week. On the drive up there, somebody says something. Next thing you know, bitter invective. But you already told the Petersons you're coming, so you go through with the weekend anyway. You show up, feigning smiles, but literally loathing your partner. And then you think, what's wrong with this picture? Here we are at this beautiful cottage up in the mountains. A magnificent sunset, fantastic food, 12-year-old bourbon, and yet I'm miserable. And as you go off to bed that night, you almost have a truce so you don't fight in front of the Petersons. So you lie there in that upstairs bedroom. That 2 or 3 feet between you and the bed might be 3 miles. You lie there on your side, he lies there on his side. And you don't sleep, though. You blink in the darkness, thinking, how did I ever get myself in this miserable relationship? Why do we always have to fight whenever something's to be so splendid? You remember the cruise that was ruined by arguments? That vacation getaway to Florida? Shut! And the damn thing is, you can't remember half the time what starts in these, but you do see the broken glass in the morning.
Wow.
And yet, whenever you think about leaving, there's an emptiness, a void. A void that says, God, I can't live without this person.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you're in love. I sentence you to a lifetime of this. Unless you do something about it.
Like
find a new guy.
That though I believe that we can have again once what we once had, which is a loving relationship where we were both very good to each other and we got along great.
Sounds nice. You know what you're gonna end up with?
What?
Not gonna work. Once you start heading down that battering road, the bumps get bigger and the bruises, the hematomas become more obvious.
Yeah, you really think it's like Once the ball goes into motion and in that negative direction, there's no stopping it?
I do, yes.
Okay.
I'll be reading about you a year from now. Woman stalked by ex-boyfriend found bludgeoned. Boyfriend being held. Be careful.
Okay. And well, at least you cheered me up.
Yeah, we can have a laugh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So be happy. You sound like you're a nice person. You'll find somebody that won't hurt you.
Okay.
All right. Good
luck. Thanks very much. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, I've done many a fundraiser in my life. In, what was it? In Washington, we had the House of Ruth. In various cities, there's a House of Sadie. You know, if you're with a guy like that, that's knocking you around a little bit, you can hide out. If it gets to the point where you're married and you just don't have the financial resources and you're afraid when he comes home drunk and trips over the Christmas tree and shorts it out in a flurry of electricity and tinsel, you can go to the House of Ruth, the House of Sally, the House of Bertha. But I've read some alarming statistics that say this little lady is the tip of the iceberg, that there's a lot of guys getting beat up too, but the guys don't talk about it. Well, I say, you know, since all the major diseases and charities are taken, I finally found one for me. I'm going to come out with the House of Bob, a place where guys can go when they're afraid of being abused by their wives. They don't have the money to spend 16 nights in a hotel room. They're working stiffs. They're in problems with women that take swings at them. Right? Come on, guys, admit it. How many times have you had a dame take a swing at you and you balled your fist and you almost swung back, but you knew in the middle of the night she came screaming at you with a frying pan? And you got to think, wait a minute, this woman's out of her mind. This woman's losing it. What do I do? Do I move out? Do I get an apartment somewhere? I can't afford an apartment. What do we do? Welcome to the House of Bob. Guys like you show up, just scream, "She's after me!" Come inside. And enjoy relaxation. It'll be a bunch of guys hanging out. We'll bolt the door. We'll pass out beer. It's mandatory that you hang out in your underwear with your belly hanging out. We'll play cards with a deck of playing cards that's got naked women on there. And then if she shows up at the place, we won't let her in. I mean, you know, because you're afraid of her. She'll be like, "Seymour, I know you're in the House of Bob. Come out. Seymour." And you just lean out the window drunk as a skunk. Maybe that's my role in life. Helping battered guys. Seymour, you come out of there this minute. I'm taking you home. Seymour, have you been drinking?
He's Ragnad's crazy old man.
The Grease
Man.